With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai, titled Organic Farming Restores the Healthy Balance of the Planet, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures concerning the importance of planting organic vegetables and fruits, the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For the majority of the workers in the meat business, it's not a safe working place either. Is one of the most dangerous jobs, with some of the highest rates of injury and exposure to chemicals and diseases like influenza, swine flu, bird flu, etc., etc., and mad cow disease, which is always fatal, always deadly. Mad cow disease, up to now, we can't even cure it. Anybody contract mad cow disease, their life is terminated. Now we have to ask ourselves, is it all worth it? This is not to talk about the effect on the meat consumers in terms of all the sickness, cancers, diabetes, and health problems. Heart diseases, almost all diseases that you can name come from meat diet or related. So given a better choice for livelihood, wouldn't we choose the one that helps ourselves and others stay healthy? Over a profession that made people and ourselves sick and die young? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I have suggested before that we should talk to the farmers, write to them, even go into them one by one if you can afford it, to try to show them that there are better alternatives, such as growing organic vegetables. Nowadays, organic food is very in demand, very in. Many people turn into vegetarian or vegan now. And everybody knows organic vegetables are very healthy. You see, if you eat organic vegetable, you will hardly have to go to the hospital. And all the money we can save to better education for the children, yes, better care for the elderly, and building more beautiful road, and more equipment, invention, and use it more for sustainable energies, for free for everybody. Free energy for everybody, free education for all the children, free care for all the elderly, and free food for all the 1 billion, at least, hunger people in the world. The benefits is no end. I can write 10,000 books about the benefit of vegetarian diet, and the harm of the meat industry. But I let you do research a little bit, because you know all the good technique nowadays with computer and information on the internet. Nowadays, there are more and more good opportunities for the farmers, retailers, transporters. They just do the same. Instead of transporting pigs, they transport organic vegetables. Yes? Etc. Or the farmer, retailers, they could switch from the meat business to organic vegetable farming. Returning to traditional organic farming methods is already proven by success in Africa, for example, and in some places like the Americas, Europe, and Australia. Organic vegan farming is growing very, very fast and very, very profitable right now because there's a growing demand. People are more informed about the harm of the meat and more informed about the benefit of vegetarian diet. So, organic vegan vegetable farming should be very, very, very good for anyone who wants to switch business. On the Supreme Master Television, we also feature a whole section about organic farming on our website as well. www.suprememastertv.com. On this website, we share a lot of info about how to do organic farming, which is very profitable, costs less water, a lot less work, and very beneficial to our health, to the workers, and to the planet. Yeah. So please feel free to take a look and discover for yourself the great benefits of harmonious farming. It's high time we turn away from the harmful, unsustainable meat business and go toward a more civilized, more efficient, more sustainable, more humane means to earn a living, namely organic vegan farming, or vegan restaurants, vegan product selling, etc. Everything to do with compassionate living is good for you, and it's pleasing to heaven, and it will save the planet. It's not just good business, it will save the planet. And it will save countless lives, now and in the future, including the one involved in the meat business. That's why the Buddha named the meat business as one of the five businesses that people should not engage in. Do you want to know another four as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. The meat business is a bad business. It's very bad for you. And the other four are a business in weapons, business in human trafficking, business in intoxicants, and business in poison. All these harmful business are bad for you now and in the future.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella. Bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS. Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating. Infertility, eating just one serving of meat per day, increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat. Colon rectal cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year, more than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Hysteria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
If you believe in the life hereafter, if you believe in heaven and hell, you should stop the business immediately, like yesterday. Because nothing good awaits you in the life after if you cause suffering to others. Be it human or animals, you will have multiple suffering in return and for a long, long time. So instead, these people in meat industry should join in the trend which has already begun and expands hugely every day, I'm happy to say. Thank you. Be Vash, go green, plant organic vegetable.
기후변화에 가장 맞는 농법이라고 저는 확신하지만 많은 사람들이 아직도 그 중요성을 절감하지 못하고 있습니다. 저는 유기농업으로 전환한 후에 마음이 훨씬 평화롭다는 걸 느낍니다. 땅이나 생명체나 작물 모두가 건강하게 살아나는 느낌을 받으며 생명에 대한 존중감도 느낍니다. 모든 것을 살리는 유기농산물을 먹으면 평화와 공생이 삶이 되며 이는 미래를 위한 농법이자 식생활이라고 봅니다. 유기농법이 가지는 인간 내면적인 혹은 영적인 측면이 어떤 것이 있는지 말씀하여 주시면 고맙겠습니다.
Good question. Good question, Mr. Kim. 감사합니다. Good question. Thank you so much for this thoughtful question. When you speak about organic farming and the earth, your love for living beings is very clear and evident. So you have already conveyed some of the inner spiritual aspect of organic farming through your deep care. That really is the most important principle, the love for all beings. But we can talk about it to perhaps clarify a little bit more. Of course, when we say organic farming, we are talking about vegan. Yeah, fruit, vegetables, legumes, and other plants only. Yeah? No animal product. Because this is clearly already indicate a spiritual high level of living standard. When we live and let live, when we love all beings as if we love ourselves, then that is already very highly spiritual. And of course, that is in line with all the greatest religions on earth. That will be very pleasing to heaven. This allows us more to completely extend our respect and care to all life. And that's why you feel more peaceful, you see. You feel more connected with the surrounding around you. Because they are pulsated with life. The earth is pulsating with love and life. The trees, the plants, they're pulsating all this love for life and life. When we sit under a tree, we feel this protective and love from the tree. When we enjoy a delicious fruit, we feel the connectedness of this unconditional love from the tree to offer us nutrition and pleasing taste. If we are in the organic vegan trend or planting organic vegan farming method, then you will feel that more and more the love from nature, the love from the planet Earth, the love from the trees, the love from even a blade of grass, from flowers. We will feel so much love in the air that we breathe. We feel so much love from the earth that we walk on. This we cannot even explain in human language. We must feel it. I always feel it. But I can't transmit this spiritual message to other people. Everyone must experience it for himself. Once we turn into a compassionate, heaven-intended lifestyle of a vegan diet, then we will feel more and more love, more and more connected all the time, just like the way you feel. So you have your own experience to speak of and to tell people. The way you describe organic farming, Mr. Kim, sounds quite like a spiritual principle known as ahimsa or nonviolence. Ahimsa means not harming any sentient beings, beginning with a vegan diet. Organic vegan diet is the best. As we sow, so shall we reap. If we sow this benevolent seed on the earth as well as in our heart, as a vegan, we avoid all animal products. For example, most of the milk production causes suffering. First of all, because the babies of the mother cows are taken away at birth. Not many people know that, including myself before. And these babies' cows will soon be killed, deprived from mother's milk and mother's love. They'll be killed as soon as they're taken away. Then the mother is forcefully hooked up to a machine that can cause tormenting pain along with illness, just so that humans can take her milk. Another example of a practice causing harm to both animals and earth is the use of chemical pesticides. If you can imagine, over 5 billion pounds of pesticides are used throughout the world each year, and only about 10% of these chemicals even reach the areas where they are intended for. So the rest, what happened? Huh? They go into the air and water, where they have been linked to everything from cancer of human and animals to oceanic death zones. In Europe, one pesticide was found to be the reason for billions of bees dying across the continent, while others are known to make the eggshells of birds become thinner, resulting in the death of their babies because the shells cracked and break before the baby is ready to be born. Since organic vegan farming does not use pesticides and does not have anything to do with livestock raising, milk production or any such harmful activity, it could be called a practice of compassion. In line with heaven, with values that are echoed in many spiritual paths and religious teachings, such as the follower of Buddhism and Confucianism, and it's written in their scriptures. Like the Dhammapada Sutra states, a man is not noble because he injures living creatures. He is called noble because he does not injure any living beings. And from the noble teaching of Confucianism, how does a saintly king treat animals? It stated, he would like to see them live and cannot bear to see them die. Hearing their wails, he cannot eat their flesh, for he does not have the heart to do so. I'm just referring to two of the great religions in our world. Many other religions say the same, hey? But I'm not here to be a priestess today and preach to the whole audience. Moreover, we don't have time. All right, so forgive me, other religions, if I did not mention yours. But it's the same. Now, organic vegan farming also brings positive benefit to our own karma. Karma means the retribution, eh? Bad or good. So karma follows the law of the universe that says for every action there is an equal consequence. So if we injure or kill others, we could be injured or killed in return, sooner or later. Not could be, but surely be. Organic vegan farming, with its approach of causing the least harm to others, offers the least burden of bad karma. And we can even go a step further, only harvesting from plants that bear fruit, or harvest in such a way that the plant continues to grow. It is thus much better to grow our own food, as you do, Mr. Kim. So that we can, for example, pick the outer leaves of the lettuce instead of killing the entire plant. In fact, some practitioners of one religion called Jainism don't even eat root vegetables because they wish to avoid unintentional harm to the beings living in the soil, such as earthworms, which are beneficial to our farming. They are there to fertilize the soil, to air the soil so that our plants grow better, our harvest will be more abundant. They risk their lives to save ours. We should even consider their lives and spare their lives and be protective of their lives.
Thank you, gentle viewers, for your eco-friendly company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of Organic Farming Restores the Healthy Balance of the Planet. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is coming up next on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. We wish you and your loved ones much peace and harmony.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free-of-charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.